From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama is poised to sign another unemployment extension bill. The Senate approved the measure Wednesday following weeks of delay. Most Republicans there insisted that lawmakers first come up with a way to pay for the additional aid. The House is expected to pass the legislation on Thursday. An investigation into the U.S. attorney firing scandal has ended, and as NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, no charges are being filed against top officials of the Bush administration.
In the last days of the Bush administration, the Justice Department's Inspector General concluded that former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez and others had made inaccurate and misleading statements to Congress about the Bush administration's firing of federal prosecutors and to the Inspector General. He called for further criminal investigation. Gonzalez's successor, Attorney General Michael Mukasey, appointed career prosecutor Nora Dennehy to do that investigation, and now Dennehy has told lawyers for Gonzalez and others that there was insufficient evidence to prosecute under the existing legal standards. Sources said Dennehy planned to file an internal report explaining her decision further, but because the report will be based on grand jury information, it will remain secret. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The FBI has arrested another young American who allegedly wanted to join an al-Qaeda-linked militia in Somalia. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, the suspect was taken into custody while trying to flee the country.
21-year-old Zachary Adam Chesser was arrested on terrorism charges at John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York. In the criminal complaint against him, authorities said that he intended to join an al-Qaeda-linked Somali militia called al-Shabaab. Just last month, two New Jersey men were arrested at JFK, allegedly trying to do the very same thing. Al-Shabaab's profile in the U.S. has been growing. Some two dozen young Somali Americans from Minneapolis have gone to Somalia to join the group over the past 2 years. Al-Shabaab is fighting the transitional government in Somalia, and earlier this month claimed responsibility for attacks on sports clubs in Uganda during the World Cup finals. Some 70 people died in those attacks. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
President Obama sealed a legislative victory Wednesday by putting his signature on a financial overhaul bill. The measure clamps down on risky investment practices by big banks. It also establishes a mechanism for protecting consumers and the economy from another crisis like the financial meltdown that began in 2008. The president signed the measure in the Ronald Reagan Building, named after a president who championed deregulation. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says the job market is not growing as fast as economists had hoped. He told a Senate panel that it will likely be a while before the economy replaces the jobs that have disappeared. His remarks sent shares lower on U.S. and Asian markets. This is NPR News. The mayor of New Jersey's largest city is proposing a four-day work week for non-uniform city workers as one way to close the city's budget deficit. From member station WBGO in Newark, Monica Miller reports that the city is bracing for a period of stiff belt-nut tightening.
One-day-a-week furloughs and pool closings starting August 2nd are just some of the proposals being considered to close a $70 million budget gap. Mayor Cory Booker says that the necessary belt-tightening will affect every city expense not related to police and fire departments.
We're going to stop buying everything from toilet paper to printer paper. This means that we will stop and reduce the cleaning services for toilets in City Hall. This means there'll be no painting, no carpentry work, no window washing. And call me Mayor McScrooge if you want, but there'll be no holiday decorations around the city.
Mayor Booker and city council members are trying to reach a consensus on how to avoid having residents face a double-digit property tax increase. For NPR News, I'm Monica Miller in Newark, New Jersey.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is apologizing to an employee who resigned on Tuesday under accusations of racial bias. Vilsack says Shirley Sherrod is also being offered a new job. Sherrod came under scrutiny after a conservative blogger posted excerpts of a speech that she made two decades ago. Sherrod, who was black, said in a video that she did not do all she could have for a white farmer. Vilsack acknowledges that Sherrod's remarks were edited and taken out of context. Former media mogul Conrad Black is home after being released on $2 million bond. A federal judge ordered him freed while she decides whether to dismiss his 2007 fraud case. This is NPR News from Washington.